In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to testify about how I felt in prayer the time I was 12 years old. It was during winter SSC, and I wanted to pray to God to see how I could serve Him better with my talents and how I could improve my behavior in the way of reflecting God. And so during that time in winter SSC, I was learning a method of how to pray. And that method was to examine myself, to repent, then thank God, intercede for others, and then present my request to God according to His will. And so when I inputted this into my prayers while I was fasting and also in the afternoon sessions, evening sessions, and morning sessions, my prayers felt much stronger and much more connected to God. And I felt I concentrated a lot more, and the time passed by really swiftly. And it was hard to believe that this prayer time could be used so quickly just by going through these steps. Because through this experience, I see that through examining myself, I have so many weaknesses, and I need to ask God to help me to improve them and to help change myself. And the third step, thanking God, it taught me and reminded me that there are so many things for me to be thankful for, and there is nothing in my life where I could not be thankful for. Because everything that has happened to me is chosen by God and is meant to serve for a purpose, and I believe in that. So my reason for praying this way, my main objective was to learn how to reflect God in my actions and how to serve Him in a pleasing way. And my request was fulfilled when I prayed in this manner, using the five steps: examine myself, repent, thank God, intercede for others, and present my request according to God's will. I was able to serve God with a much more willing heart, and I had newfound wisdom and knowledge on how to behave and act so that I could reflect God in a better way. And so I would like to elaborate on the five steps I used in my prayers to really help me concentrate. For the first step, I examined myself, and so I searched through all my actions, and I recalled all my actions, and I looked to see what kind of weaknesses I had, and I really went deep, and that took some time. And doing that, I found out that I had a lot more weaknesses than I thought, and I really felt so bad, and I felt that I really needed to correct myself. And so, using the gift of God, which is the Holy Spirit, I prayed and was able to find my weaknesses thoroughly and was able to examine myself and present myself before God, admitting all my weaknesses. And it was surprising because I didn't know that I had this many weaknesses. I always thought that I'm not as bad as others. I probably don't have that many weaknesses. This is probably just going to take like a little time of my prayer. And so I decided that it would be a lot better if I went deeper. And I found out many. As I prayed, the Holy Spirit helped lead me deeper within myself to find my weaknesses so that I could present myself before God and see myself more clearly and confess my wrongdoings and my weaknesses in which I needed God's help to correct. And so after that, I repented, which is the second step. I repented and sincerely asked God to forgive me. I did it with a sincere heart. And none of this was not because I felt that it was just my duty, but I really had to humble myself to be able to become very sincere in my prayer so that I could wholly present myself to God and show that I have my weaknesses and I needed God's help. And so after I've done these two steps, I went to step three, which is thanking God. And as I went through lists of how I should thank God or what I should thank God for, there were so many things that I thought that it would take up like the rest of my prayer time. So I kind of rushed while in the middle of my prayer, but discovered that I didn't need to. I felt very relaxed when I was praying. The Holy Spirit led me to feel very relaxed, and all these things came pouring into my mind of how God has helped me all my life and how I should thank Him by serving Him with a willing heart and striving to live for Him. And then after this step, I went to the fourth step, which is interceding for others. Because Although it's human nature to be selfish, God was loving and compassionate and always thought about others. So in this way, we should follow God. And so for the fourth step, I interceded for others first, others before myself. And I prayed for the people whom I knew there were problems, whom I knew had problems, and also prayed for the people close to me. And I got that caring and loving heart through the second and third step, repenting and thanking God, because that really led me deeper. The Holy Spirit really led me deeper in my prayers. So I was able to have mercy, love, and compassion. I was able to reflect God in what I prayed for in my prayers, and that was praying for others. And so after I finished praying for all the people I wanted to pray for and for all the things I wanted to pray for, I then went on to the fifth step, which is what I wanted, or no, not what I wanted, what I needed from God that would help glorify Him. I presented my wants and requests according to God's will. I didn't ask for things just for my own selfish ambition, but to glorify God and to honor Him for His purpose. And the Holy Spirit led me in my prayer in a way where my requests were presented to Him for His sake only and not for my own, and to please God. And my requests were my objective: to know and learn how to serve God using my talents in a contributive and wholesome way, and learn how to behave and act in a loving way, reflecting God's nature. And as a result, after those prayers in Winter SSC using this five-step method in my prayers, I became much gentler, and I discovered that I did not become easily stressed as much. I was a lot more calm. I didn't have that much anger built up inside me. And so I learned that through this kind of prayer, the Holy Spirit continued to lead me, I could relieve myself of the burdens and let God take them for me, and let the Holy Spirit guide me and teach me and lead me into His Word. And through this, I discovered that I had many more abilities and talents in which I could serve God with. And using this five-step method for prayer, I was able to receive answers of any questions I had regarding the Bible or any doubts I had. I was able to present them before God and able to be comforted or answered in a way where I wouldn't have doubt anymore or disbelief. And so I thank God, and may all the glory and honor be unto God's name. Amen.